Diddy. Hello, 111. Hello, 1112. 1212. Now, I wonder if this little attenuator, pardon me, I'm going to have to move my camera. 1-2-1-2-1-2. I wonder if this goddamn camera, and I say that with all due respect, I wonder if the camera moved what is called an attenuator, which is a small volume knob just above the EQ in this one particular module. Now then, Thunder, what's your story? Come here. You're not going outside now, man. Hey, Thunder, don't act like you're the fucking loneliest cat in the world. Maybe you are, but there's plenty of cats around that, you know, don't have all of their cat friends with them all the time, okay? Dig me? You're a cat in a human world. Thunder, no going outside right now. Sorry. All right, so welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And people said cats were easy. I don't think so, man. Cats are harder than dogs. Well, nah, dogs are harder than cats because dogs need massive emotional support and attention. Dogs need lots of love and attention, which I'm happy to give a dog, but I don't have a dog because I don't really have the time to invest. I almost adopted a dog that had been very badly, badly abused. I mean, I was this close to adopting this dog. Wait a minute. And I realized that the dog needed a lot of attention, and I was going to be gone at this particular... Thunder, what's wrong? At this time in my life, I was gone at least 10 hours a week. In other words, away from my studio. What the fuck am I doing here, man? I would be gone for long stretches away from this dog. And it was just no damn good, man, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Hi, listen, Chef Jadilia, I like what you do, but I think you should listen to Mr. Dickman.
1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. No, cooking sound effects is what we are looking for. Next thing we need. Why am I whispering? I don't know. So this was a dog that had been really... However, the dog was in a beautiful home, as it is. The dog, in fact, was in the home of a very, very well-known television personality who had invested a lot of money in rescuing dogs, and also in this particular dog's case, a lot of money in veterinary service, surgery. The dog needed surgery, and had a beautiful home with her and with her trainer and other animals. So it wasn't like, you know, he needed to be adopted out right away. She wasn't going to adopt him out to just anybody. She was going to adopt him out to me because I've got a house that's close to the beach. The beach is like a great place for dogs. The beach is like Disneyland for dogs. Dogs love beaches, man. They can run. And there's all kinds of stuff to smell, and there's the water they can splash in. But at the last minute, I thought, I'm just not going to be here enough to devote a lot of attention to this animal. So I was feeling very badly for him, and I really wanted to adopt him, but I felt at the end of the day it was not a good choice. Now, cats, you know, they're just like, yeah, toss him a piece of fish. Now, this cat that I got, what's up? She's a very gregarious cat. She likes people. She likes hanging around people. What's up, honey? Thunder. But, you know, she can entertain herself, too. So where am I at, man? What am I doing? Oh, looking for a... What I want to do is get over and get some sound effects. There she is. Come here, Thunder. Come here, baby. cooking sound effects. I had a goofy idea. I had a real goofy idea. I don't like this fucking headphone cords flopping all over the goddamn place. It's pissing me off. Pigtail fucking headphone cords and... cords for fucking... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to unplug the goddamn phone. There. So fuck it. Nope, shit. Oh, and I turned the goddamn phone off by mistake. Sorry, so I'm going to have to... That's the whole thing I got to do. Great. Just great, man. Now I got to fucking edit it together and everything. Okay, so welcome to our... probably we haven't missed a lot here, but on my video here. All right. Cooking sound effects. Royalty-free audio effects, download cooking sound effects, royalty-free cooking sound effects. Ah. That's not a cooking sound effect, that's... These are cooking sound effects that are, what, 15 seconds? No, wait a minute. Emirates Airline. I flew Emirates to Dubai. What is this, man? Is this 54 minutes? Oh, this is bullshit. It's only 54 seconds. What's up, Thunder, huh? Here. Here she is. Here's the girl. There's the girl. What's up, baby? What's up, Thunder? It's okay. She likes it when her pops has got her. See, she's very comfortable now. She's looking at the ceiling and the everything. The right thunder girl. The right thunder girl, huh? What's up, honey, huh? When we had Brea, the rescue cat, she used to sit right here on the counter with me. These cooking sound effects suck ass. I need something that's going to last for like a half an hour. So, this is bullshit. No good. No damn good, man. Don't you understand? Shut up. Get out of here. Royalty free. I want a half of a fucking hour, man. Busy kitchen. How's this? I love it. It's 4 hours long, too. And this is Chef Carl Cedilia. Welcome to the kitchen at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And today I'm going to be cooking my specialty, which is vegetable Cedilia. And that will include the richness of garlic. We have fresh garlic. We will have some lemon and chile verde, as well as cilantros, different spices, Italian parsley. And we'll put it all together, and what have you got? A delicious dish. This is for the vegetable.
Yes.
And with me is Budley. Budley. With me is Budley L. Dittman, and people will say, well, I insist in my kitchen that people be formal.
Yeah, I think Budley is, I think you should speak to him with more respect. This is my only point that I wanted to make.
Oh, is that right? Well, thanks so much for your opinion. This ought to be good, man. This ought to be good, bro. Let me see something here, man, before we start anything. Excuse me. I had to... Beautiful. Beautiful thing, man. Now, what? Do this instantly if you have an enlarged prostate. Do this instantly? Fortunately, my prostate's healthy as hell. I won't go into how I know that, but I'm sure you can imagine. I've been, this is a time in life, man, where you're always going to the motherfucking doctor. Not because you're sick, but because you want to make sure you're not. You know, this is just how it works. You know, you're at an age where you're like, okay, I got to check shit. Why? Because this is the time when I ought to be checking shit. Checking shit. Not chicken shit, checking shit. So every year, you know, my fucking, I didn't do an annual physical until I hit 50, maybe 55. Now every 3 years I got this, every couple of years I got to do that. And, you know, and as the saying goes, knock wood, you know, I got, I'm very
fortunate and I'm very grateful. Grateful indeed. Indeed.
Oh, fuck. All right, so how do we want to roll this out? So, Bud, you're here as what? Budley L. Dittman, Budley Leonor, Budley Lel, Budley Laud, Budley Liddell Dittman. Is that your middle name?
That's my mother's maiden name.
That's your mother's maiden name, Liddell. And they gave you that?
That's my middle name, yeah.
Now, Budley is here, Mr. Dittman is here, as an observer from the Phil Hendry Show. This was a prerequisite. This was a prerequisite, and I understand that it lays me, it bears me, it just lays me open as if my legs are spread, like the James Bond movie in Thunderball. Remember when his legs were spread and there was a laser that was about ready to cut him in half? That's how I sometimes feel when I'm working the Phil Hendry Show. Something deep. Oh, I dig. So I never really gave it a chance to get started, I think. One, two, and the one, two. Okay. Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia, and in one moment, we'll be... Wait. Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia, and in just a moment, we'll be joining other chefs, all of our sous chefs and preparation chefs, as well as our kitchen staff at the shit-fuck-cunt. Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia, and in a moment, we'll be joining our prep chefs as well as our kitchen staff at Ted's of Beverly Hills as we present the Chef Carl Cedilia Bon Appetit. As we present Chef Carl Cedilia, as we present Chef Carl Cedilia Bon Appetit, as we present the Chef Carl Cedilia Taste of Magic Show. Yeah, okay. He's gonna regret the day he decided he did. Did he do it? Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia, and in a moment we'll join our kitchen staff and our... Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia. In a moment, we'll be joining... Yes, this is Chef Carl Cedilia. In a moment, we'll join our kitchen staff and our sous chefs at the main kitchen at... Come on, Phil.